have some special bumper music for our next guest here on the program. How you liking that, Coach?
Let me hear it again. What you got?
I got some Eye of the Tiger playing for you, man.
Let's go. Best song ever made right there, I promise you.
We thought you would like that. Thought it'd be a nice touch. We've got the head football coach of the Darlington Tigers with us on Northwest Georgia Sports Live, Tommy Atha. And, Coach, we just wanted to catch up with you. It's been a while since we talked to you. And, obviously, we're living in some different times. And we just wanted to talk some football with somebody.
Well, let me tell you, I'm so glad to be talking football with somebody.
Well,
I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. I guess a place we could start is something really positive. I saw earlier this week that Tate Ratledge is up for the Channel 2 Sports Male Athlete of the Year. I think Motlick and Associates sponsors that, which obviously would be a huge honor for Tate, but also the school. And I believe if he wins it, the school will get $5,000. So what can you tell us about that, Coach?
Well, we're certainly excited about the opportunity. You know, we hope people will get out there and vote for Tate. I think it's great to have a young man, you know, from Northwest Georgia, that has the opportunity to be considered the top player in the state for this year. And, you know, we certainly wouldn't turn down $5,000.
Absolutely. Who would, right?
Absolutely.
Earlier, I think it was either today or yesterday, I saw you posted a picture on your Twitter feed, and it was of your 15 graduating seniors. And when I was looking at that picture, Coach, and just naming off the guys, I'm like, man, I think about what a great senior class that was. But when you see them all in that same picture, it really grabs your attention, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the most bittersweet times for me every year is the end of the year banquet. And we get to celebrate all those guys and what they did. And then all of a sudden, the realization that he's not coming back. Oh, he's not coming back. You know, it hits you in the face. But, you know, that was just a special group of young men, not just good football players, but just fine young men. And you know, one of the things that I'm really proud of, you know, out of that group, there are seven who are going to go on and play football at the next level at some level.
Man, that is awesome. And of course, when you look at what kind of young men they are, I know it was just a couple of days ago I was reading some comments that your quarterback from last year, Griffin Brewster, who's going to Kent State, and some of the really, really nice positive things that he said about you. And I don't have it sitting in front of me, but one of the things that really struck me was that he said that you were like a second father to him. And so I'm sure you read that, when you hear players make statements like that, that's got to make you feel really good.
Well, you know, Griffin and I had and still have such a special relationship. You know, since he was a little kid, he's been around the program, and I always knew he was going to, he didn't know at the time he was going to be the type of quarterback he is, but I knew he was going to be a special player for us.
And then, of course, seeing, you know, him go down with the injury a season ago, and then last year, the kind of comeback that he had just showed what kind of resolve he has and what kind of, mental strength he has to push through all that and get to the point that he's at right now. That was impressive.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the best comeback stories I've ever been associated with. He handled it with such class. I mean, you know, when he went down and somebody else had to step in for him, he was, you know, Frank Manning came in and did such a great job their junior year. Griffin was nothing but supportive and did everything he could to help. Never missed a practice, never missed a meeting. And then, you know, when it came time for him to rehab, you know, he was a freak with rehab and really came back ahead of schedule.
Man, I think that's a testament to how he was raised, but also, you know, how he was coached and the kind of influence that you guys have had on him for such a long time. So I was glad to see that and the comments that he made. It was really nice to have a look at that. One of the things that I've also noticed, and I'm really happy when I see this, because you know, your goal is to get guys to, you know, buy into what you're selling as a coach and for them to do things on their own. And with the situation that we've had with COVID-19, guys have been forced to do that because obviously you can't get people together in groups and things like that. And so I've seen you tweeting and I've seen other people tweeting, people of folks from Darlington, other schools getting out there and doing workouts in their garage or, you know, running down the street or whatever the case may be. So what's that look like for you as a coach?
Well, you know, we've encouraged them just like everybody else. I mean, you got to have, you know, this is where you find out who's self-disciplined. And you know, that's one of the things we tried to really emphasize on our kids is, okay, everybody is in the same boat. What are we going to do to give ourselves an advantage for when we are able to come back? And the way you do that is you make a commitment to working out on your own, and you make a commitment to doing those workouts that have been issued online to the best of your ability. And we have a thing, you know, that we do in the off season every year. We call it Steel Sunrise. And it's just, you know, a lot of people do it. It's just, and it's not just for football players, but it's early morning workouts, equivalent of mat drills, if you will, but, you know, all kind of different mental and physical challenging things. And so we've been doing that through these Zoom meetings. We have a Monday morning Steel Sunrise Zoom at 6 a.m. And it's really been encouraging the percentage of participation that we've had with that.
We're joined by head football coach at Darlington School, Tommy Atha. Ian Griffin of V3 is also in the room with me. Ian, you have any questions for Coach while we got on the line?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're talking about these 15 seniors that they're moving on to a new stage in their life. And then you have to deal with a complete shutdown here where you don't get that much in-person, if any at all, interaction with these younger players. And usually the spring's a time for coaches to identify your leaders for the next season. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing to overcome that challenge, Coach?
Well, you know, from a leadership perspective, you know, one of the things we can sit back and identify is, okay, who is consistently checking in when they're supposed to? Who are the guys that are reaching out to other guys to encourage them to work out? Because, you know, you can tell that. We've got, you know, I've got all their cell phone numbers, and we've got, you know, group messages and all that. And you can see the guys that are really taking the initiative to encourage the other guys. So, you know, that's certainly one of the biggest ways that we're trying to do that.
Absolutely. And of course, to kind of follow that up, that's been another interesting thing that we've talked about a lot on this show with a lot of the guests we've had over the last few weeks is the technology aspect of everything, you know, Zoom meetings and Facebook and all these different things that people are having to utilize. Earlier on the show today, we had Chuck Oliver, and he was talking about recruiting in that respect. And so have you had to learn any new technologies throughout this, Coach?
Well, I certainly never have run a Zoom meeting before. I promise you that. So that one was a new one for me. But I'm starting to get a little more efficient with it.
Tommy Atha, head football coach and Zoom aficionado. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about aficionado, but I can at least now get to the point where I can pull huddle up on it, show some clips and those kind of things. So that's certainly been good, but. You know, it is a challenging time because spring has always been just an integral part of our program, you know, and we've always felt like spring football sort of catapulted us into our new year. And obviously, you know, you mentioned recruiting, and that's such a big time because, you know, you get the colleges coming through and the coaches coming out to practice and you know, from there, you kind of get an idea of what kids are getting some interest and then you start trying to organize and schedule which one day camps to send them to. And now not only have those coaches not been able to get on campus, but it doesn't look like the one days are going to take place. So, you know, it poses some new challenges, but you know, at the same time, it almost kind of reverts us back to the way it was 20 years ago where a kid's senior year was really still very pivotal in the recruiting process.
That's really interesting. Also, one of the things I want to talk to you about a little bit, Coach, was a couple of weeks ago, the GHSA officially released their the schedules for the high school football season, which we talked about that in great detail because we were just fired up to see it happen because it gave us somewhat of an indication that, hey, they're still hoping to go forward with this and perhaps may even start on time. I know there's a lot that has to happen before that will, you know, be even thought about to be possible. But I was looking at your schedule, and we knew that going into this season with reclassification and everything, it was going to look quite different. So talk a little bit about what the process was like putting your schedule together for this year. I bet there was a lot of work that went into that.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Let me just say that. It was difficult finding games. You know, our region shrunk by two games. So only having four region games meant that I had to pick up seven games. And fortunately, we had some agreements with the other single-A private regions to play some crossover games. And then I was able to pick up, you know, a few different, you know, not the ones, not the typical matchups, but some different faces. So we feel like we've got a very challenging schedule, but it's one we're very excited about.
And that has certainly been a hallmark of Darlington football ever since I've been paying attention to it, is that you don't shy away from scheduling tough teams to get these guys ready to go no matter what the situation is. I've never seen a Darlington football in schedule and thought, that's an easy schedule. It just doesn't happen.
Well, no, I agree with you. That's one of the things. I think it is important to play good people. You know, you got to try to balance that between the injury prevention. But, I don't think scheduling to win benefits you in the long run.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, Coach, obviously you have four children, got a couple in college. I'm assuming that Anna Claire and Tommy are probably here during this time since school is not in session. So having some additional family time, I know we kind of look for the silver linings in this. That has to be pretty nice for you right now.
Well, we have enjoyed it. You know, my oldest, God willing, is set to be married June 27th. So she's a nurse at Floyd Medical Center. She's actually works at the ICU at Floyd. So she's seen it up close and personal. But we've been blessed to have her back home for a year. And then, you know, bringing in Tommy and AC from college, and, of course, Catherine will be an eighth grader. I will say this, the grocery budget has increased significantly. I finally had to tell Tommy, look, son, you don't have to get something every time you come through the kitchen.
That is hilarious. I have to ask you this as a follow-up. Any pickup games getting played at the Atha house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, everything's a competition, let me put it that way.
Who wins the most?
Well, that's hard to say. It kind of fluctuates a little bit. There's a high degree of rivalry, and it gets a little dirty from time to time. So, you know.
That's good stuff. Well, Coach, obviously, you know, one of the things we're trying to do with this show is add some positive things, and you can always count on getting that when you have the coaches call in. So when the dust settles from all of this, what do you think are going to be the biggest positives that come out from everybody having to deal with this?
Oh, I think kids are going to be hungry to play. I can see it already. You know, you always wonder, and I've said this through the years as a coach, different teams take on different personalities. And some groups you kind of have to drive a little bit more to get it out of them. Some groups are just hungry and want to be out there. And I think this is going to be true for most high school football programs. I think kids that are interested in playing football are going to be even more driven and more hungry. And I think you're going to see a greater degree of enthusiasm than you've probably seen in a while.
That's going to be tremendous. Yeah, I can tell you this from a fan's perspective. We're going to be hungry to watch them get out there and play, man.
Absolutely. I'm
really looking forward to it. And just one last thing, we've been asking everybody this, but obviously you're a coach and assistant athletic director of coach just about every sport over there, but you're also a fan. And so from the fan's perspective, what have you been doing to fill the void?
I've been watching any old game I can get my eyes on. Of course, I've obviously, you know, I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. I think he's unequivocally the best player that ever played, and so I've enjoyed those like everybody else. But, you know, I tell you what, you can find almost anything you want sports-wise on YouTube, and, you know, I pull up every clip. You know, there's been a lot of online clinics. The colleges have been really good about that with some of these meetings and letting coaches get in. And so just been trying to do as much of that as possible as well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time today. I know our listeners have really enjoyed getting to hear your voice and talking some football, and we really appreciate it as well. So thank you again.
Man, guys, thank you so much. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing y'all in the fall.
We're ready, all right, man. We're ready. All right. Well, I hope you have a good afternoon, and hope all is well with you and your family, and stay safe and healthy.
Same here. Take care, guys.